special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. I appreciate all of you for listening to the show, listening to RBN, and just being who you are on principle. You see, most people today, they don't act on their convictions or their ideologies. And if they are acting on their ideologies, they're the opposite that we'd want to live, right? So it's important that you do act on your convictions. It was Edmund Burke quoted that said, "The only thing that evil needs to triumph is for good men to do nothing." And that's unfortunately what we see by and large in the world today. So before I jump into the show, let me start with a devotional reading for today, which is February 25th on the Gregorian calendar. Rest in my presence, allowing me to take charge of this day. Do not bolt into the day like a racehorse suddenly released. Instead, walk purposefully with me, letting me direct your course one step at a time. Thank me for each blessing along the way. This brings joy to both you and me. A grateful heart protects you from negative thinking. Thankfulness enables you to see the abundance I shower upon you daily. Your prayers and petitions are winged into heaven's throne room when they are permeated with thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks, for this is my will for you. When you praise me, your joy increases, as does your awareness of my holy presence. Your body may or may not be mightily engaged in this endeavor, but I see into your heart. That is where the ultimate celebration of my presence takes place. Psalm 16:11 says, "You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." 1 Samuel 16:7, "But God said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For God does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. God looks at your heart. If you wish to call into the show, you can always do so by dialing toll-free 1-800-313-9443. Just please be respectful and intelligent, and you will have your time on air. 1-800-313-9443. If you wish to see my work online, my video content, you can do so at bitchute.com, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E, bitchute.com/The Freedom Ministry. The Freedom Ministry. Well, folks, I'm going to do something that I rarely do, and that's ask for help. I'm just trying to change my way of life, but at the same time, keep my way of life. We homeschool our child. We have a 9-year-old, and we don't wish for her to be in public schools. For you all listening to RBN and my show know what that's like and know what they're indoctrinating children into. But it's very hard to survive living the lifestyle I do in the area that I'm living in New Jersey. So if anybody is farming, has a farm, has land, has a homestead or a home, or a little community, please contact me. We're hardworking, God-fearing people, and we need to move. You can contact me by email at thefreedomministry@protonmail.com. thefreedomministry@protonmail.com. I'd love to talk to you. We need to band together in these times with like-minded, God-fearing people, because we're going to protect ourselves and insulate ourselves in that manner. Otherwise, we will all hang alone. If we don't stand together, we will hang alone. So if anybody's out there listening and they are like-minded, they'd like to talk about it, please, by all means, we'd love to hear you and possibly set up a new endeavor. And with that, I'm going to jump right into the show. And please, if you're able to, donate to RBN. It's people like you out there that keep voices like me on the air. Keep RBN going. Or you'll be listening to Fox News all day long, or CNN, or MSNBC, or whatever the hell is out there. Last week I was reading from Who is Esau, Edom? By Charles A. Weissman. We're at the tail end of the book here, and I was getting into Edom and Babylon. Edom and Babylon. Esau, Edom is much like those commit blasphemy because they say they are Jews, which is really the word in Hebrew, Judahites or Judeans or Israelites. They say they are, but they are not, but are the synagogue of Satan and do lie. That's from Revelation 2:9, echoed again in Revelation 3:9. By Yeshua, Jesus, the Christ. By this, Edom can be identified with the corrupt Babylonian beast system, which is full of names of blasphemy, and by its sorceries were all nations deceived. Look around you today. Is the system full of names of blasphemy, and by its sorceries are the nations deceived? Revelation 17:3 and 18:23. Of course, none blaspheme Christ or lie and deceive all people more than the Edomite Jews. Edom's connection with Babylon started with Esau's desire to obtain, quote, valuable garments of Nimrod, with which Nimrod prevailed over the whole land, end quote. That's from Jasher 27:10. Nimrod was the king of Babel, or Babylon, and his garments represented his ungodly rule, Genesis 10:9-10. Nimrod is the prototype of a rebellious people, his name being interpreted as he who made all the people rebellious against God. That's right from the Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 9, page 309, published in 1905. Esau had killed Nimrod, and then fought a desperate fight with two of his aides, and killed them also. He then took the valuable garments of Nimrod and fled from his men. That's Jasher 27:4-11. This exhausted Esau, and so when he came from the field and he was faint, Genesis 25:29, this is when he sold his birthright to Jacob for pottage, which is a fitting consequence of his action. When he killed Nimrod and took his garments, Esau assumed another birthright, that of Nimrod and his Babylonian rule, one which could not coexist with the Abrahamic birthright. They were not compatible. Babylon became a symbol for all that is contrary to the will and ways of God, the ways of Yahweh. The Tower of Babel was a plan to elevate man above God so as to have a universal rule over the world. The script of God reveals many interesting parallels between Red Edom and the Red Beast system of Babylon. As indicated, they both have the color identification of red. Red. Rothschild, Red Shield, the Red Bolsheviks, and on and on. There are also similarities between their prophecies and judgments. These need to be examined for the sake of further identifying who and what Esau Edom is. The following are some of these parallels. Burned and destroyed by fire. In Obadiah 1:18, Esau is devoured by the flame of Jacob. Babylon will also be utterly burned with fire, as it says in Revelation 18:8. Be overthrown like Sodom and Gomorrah. Both Edom in Jeremiah 49:18 and Babylon, Jeremiah 50:40, are to end in destruction, as in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah. Habitations made desolate. Edom shall have its habitations made desolate by the least of the flock, Jeremiah 49:20. This exact same judgment is given for Babylon, Jeremiah 50:45. Dominion over and war against Israel. As shown, Edom was to gain dominion over and afflict Israel, and not the Israel you think of today occupying Palestine. Israel, as in God's chosen people. The system of Babylon also is to have dominion over God's people and make war against them. Daniel 7:21-25 and Revelation 12:17. Revelation 13:7 and Revelation 17:6. Has a covert reign over the world. The final stage of rule of Babylon is a mystery. Revelation 17:5. Edom is also exalted very high, which involves hidden things. Obadiah 1:3-6. Israel to destroy and be delivered from both Edom, Obadiah 1, 16 through 18, and Babylon, Revelation 18, 4, are what God's people need deliverance from. This deliverance comes by God's people destroying its oppressor. Daniel 7, 26 through 27, and Revelation 18, 6. So who is it today that is promoting the Babylonian system? It is those whose religion and way of life is based on the Babylonian Talmud, the Jews. It is the Jews. This brings us to Jacob's deliverance. Jacob called Israel God's people. Obadiah's prophecy of Jacob stated that his deliverance would be upon Mount Zion. Here was to be the main stranglehold that the anti-God forces of Red Babylon had upon Jacob. Jeremiah spoke of that period of time as a time of travail and as the time of Jacob's trouble, from which he was promised to be saved and delivered. These are the words of prophecy concerning Israel and Judah. For thus says the Lord, I have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man does travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, says the God of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off their neck, and I will tear off their bonds, and strangers shall no longer make them their slaves. Here again we see that a yoke will be upon Jacob Israel. The yoke is bondage and servitude to another race, which has a dominion over Jacob, over God's people. Look around you today, folks. The Bible comes to life. It is the living word of God. It is real. When Esau broke the yoke of Jacob off his neck, he was to gain dominion and place a yoke upon Jacob. It is this yoke of Esau which God has promised to someday break off Jacob's neck. God prophesied of Israel that he would, quote, break the bars of their yoke and deliver them from the hand of those who enslaved them. That's Ezekiel 34:27. The white people today are truly a slave to the Edomite Jews who command and control the various areas of government, finance, and everyday living, which are essential to their liberties, to our liberties, my brothers and sisters. Let us consider the words of American patriot Patrick Henry. Tell me if you've heard this before. Tell me, when did liberty ever exist when the sword and the purse were given up from the people? Unless a miracle shall interpose, no nation ever did, nor ever can retain its liberty after the loss of the sword and the purse. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it, liberty, but downright force, and whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. End quote. With that, we're going to go to our break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, folks.
Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and...
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am still your host, Chris Switzer. If you wish to call in today, please, it's your dime, and it's your show as much as it is mine. You can do so by dialing toll-free 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 1-800-313-9443. And you can check out my work online by visiting bitchute.com, bitchute.com/the Freedom Ministry. How about Ohio, folks? I know I haven't spoken about it, but I know you've obviously heard about it, and others on RBN have. But man, regardless of who did it, how it happened, etc., the people are being lied to on the ground. The residents, you know, the poor little people, they get crapped on from every which direction. And that's the problem. You can look at East Palestine, as the locals call it. I would call it East Palestine, Ohio. And there's these people who have been told it's safe to return to their homes. And as soon as they return to their homes, within 24 hours, people are getting sick. Immediately. People that have been relatively healthy their whole lives. Strong, healthy children, for example. That's who we're dealing with today. And when FEMA comes around, it's not to help out these poor people. No, it's to clean up the spill for the large corporation so they can save face. That's the Babylonian red system that I'm talking about, right from the pages of this book. These are truly wicked times. And we face a wicked foe. And if we don't band together as one, we will all drop separately, alone. I'm reading from Who is Esau Edom by Charles A. Weissman. I continue. We just had a quote from Patrick Henry about giving up the sword and the purse. Who has control of the sword and the purse in Zion, America, or any other white nation? Every nation that has become a willing partner of the Jewish-controlled United Nations has surrendered its military to its edicts. Totally surrendered. Every nation that has its monetary system dependent on a centralized Jewish-controlled bank has surrendered its purse into the hands of the Jews. The people of those nations have lost their liberty and have the yoke of Esau Edom upon them. It will be by a miracle of God that this yoke will be removed and the people delivered. And it was prophesied, and nothing in that book is a lie. Thank you for calling in. We have Pete from Montana. You're on the air. Hey, Pete.
Yes. Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you, sir?
Good. First of all, I want to thank you for telling us about the Concordant Literal Translation. I've really been enjoying that.
Oh, you're welcome.
So I was looking into something just a couple of days ago, something completely unrelated to this, and it accidentally took me back to what we were talking about last week with the amnesty. And enmity between your seed and her seed. What I was looking at was the King James Version doesn't capitalize the third person pronouns for God, which I find kind of disturbing. And so when I heard that, I was like, can that be right? And so I checked it out, and indeed that's correct. And so I went to the Concordant Literal Translation and was relieved to see that it indeed does capitalize. But what really suddenly caught my ear was the guy on this podcast that was talking about this. He said, as a matter of fact, in the King James Version, if you go back to the very first time that Jesus is prophesied in the Bible, in Genesis 3, he said, when he's talking about enmity between your seed, meaning Satan, and her seed is actually capital.
We're going to hold you over. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned and don't go anywhere. Hang on.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer, and we're talking with Pete on the line from Montana. You're on the air.
Yes, yeah, so I was talking about how I never noticed before that when God is saying that he's going to put enmity between your seed, meaning Satan, the S in that seed is lowercase, and when he says between your seed and her seed, the S is capitalized. And I'd never noticed that before, and I never heard anyone make reference to it until this guy in this podcast. And his feeling was that it's capitalized because he's specifically talking about Jesus, and that's why it's capitalized. And I was just wondering if you've ever noticed that before, and if you think maybe that S is capitalized because he's talking about Israel, or because he's talking about Jesus. I just found that really interesting, given what was being discussed last week.
Mm. And you're referring to, obviously, Genesis 3:15.
Yes. And I'm looking right now at the concordant literal translation that you gave to us, or told us about. And as yep. I said, in King James, they don't capitalize any of any references to God. It's kind of crazy, but this does. What was the other thing? Oh, also, how would you go about verifying that the S should indeed be capitalized, or that it originally was? Is that something that a concordant
sure.
would specify? I'm a little bit new to this, so.
Yeah, I also recommend, I've done it in other shows, earlier shows, when I was getting into like the interlinear Greek and the interlinear Hebrew. It's also fun to look at that stuff because it makes it very helpful. It just literally gives you the Hebrew or the Greek, as it was. But in my own interpretation, and I'm no Bible scholar, I'm no theologian, but where you see that verse in the concordant literal translation, which I'm looking at, "And I shall set enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed." And he's, uh-huh. of course, referring to Satan's seed and the seed, which I believe is God's, bloodline. I think that's why it's a capital S in seed for her seed, and a lowercase s for seed for Satan's seed, because he is a little god. You know, whenever they're mentioning the little gods of the Bible, it's
right.
It's that way. You know, that's how I
understood that. I agree. I totally understood that about Satan's seed. So do you think this guy is right? That's the very first time in the Bible that Jesus prophesied about, because that's capitalized.
Huh. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
interesting.
It's definitely something to look at for sure. But I just always saw it as it being God's seed line, and he's putting his mark on it. These are my chosen people, and you are God's son, Adam. So uh-huh. but yeah, and obviously Eve, the rib of Adam, So that's how I saw it, but I it could be the prophecy of Yeshua the Christ.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
No, thank you. Don't be a stranger. God bless you. Thanks, Pete.
Okay. God bless you. Bye.
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting point, and should not be dismissed. And it's awesome that people are looking at the concordant literal translation, as I've recommended. It's very eye-opening, especially looking at other translations, and a popular one being the King James. We're going to jump to Fred in Iowa. Hey, Fred.
Hello. Let me get off the speaker.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, great. I wanted to fast-forward this a little bit, based on some information I've learned. The gentleman, Cliff High, who has quite a bit of traffic in this, he indicated something to me some time ago about the Khazars and where they came from and how they developed. And it appears to me that it's possible that what you're referring to developed into that. He pointed out clearly that they had been in place for a long, long time. They became Jesuits and basically took over that part of the world. They've also taken over what we know as most of the banking systems and stuff throughout the world. They're mm-hmm. very, very bad players. They're, as far as Israel's concerned now, the Zionists that are in control are basically Khazarians. I have a friend that was explaining to me how certain Jews were given basically a non-shot, and others were given the vaccinations. And to just kind of cap this off, basically, from what I found out, was that there's three places in the world that don't recognize the countries they're in: Washington, D.C., the Vatican, mm-hmm. and the City of London. And I've seen quite a bit written about yep. that. And I just wanted to point that out to some people because it's all tied in. And I really appreciate your work because I was always wondering where this started. And it's obvious that you're able to bring mm-hmm. that together. And I have to thank you for that.
No, thank you. Thank you. And yes, it comes full circle, as it always does, to the now, to the present. As you pointed out, the three city-states that control the world, as you aptly put it, the London city-state, the Vatican in Rome, and, of course, the District of Columbia, Washington, in Maryland. So,
yeah. Absolutely. I mean, the other issue, like with the Vatican, was the Templars, you know, were run out based on the Jesuits. It was Spanish. Yep. And they made a big deal on getting rid of the Jesuits or the Templars, and you know, you watch these shows like Oak Island and stuff like that, where they're searching for all this stuff, and it's really interesting. But the real deal is the Bible and what I've learned from that. And I'd also like to ask you about a book that I just recently received. I've got to set the phone down for a second so I can get the book out.
All right. Yeah, and also, folks, while he's doing that, there's many...
Are you familiar with a book, and I'll spell it out because I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Kolbrin?
Yes, the Jewish book. You're referring to a... One of the
I'm not
books.
Sure where it came from. I had mm-hmm. a heck of a time finding it. I had to buy it in New Zealand and ship okay. it. It's a hard copy book. It's. I learned about this from one of the RBN shows, Professor McCanny. It does an hour every day on John Moore's, or every Wednesday on John Moore's show, and he brought this up, and I was fascinated by it, and I'm just starting to break into it. It's one of these books where you really can't have anything going on. You have to focus on what you're reading. And I've just got to get my head in the right place. But I just wondered if you were aware of that book.
Yeah, I've actually quoted it from other books as well, you know, exposing what this religion of the Jews really is, you know, at the heart of it, which is the Babylonian Talmud.
Yes. I thank you for your time today, and I appreciate everything that you do, and God bless you, sir.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for calling in, Fred. Yes, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe that is because the Talmud is vast. You know, it's voluminous in its entirety. It's not a small thing. I believe that's part of the complete, you know, Talmud. That Fred was talking about, and he has a hard copy of it. And we're going to jump to Patrick in Texas. Thank you for holding. Hey, you there, Patrick?
Hello.
Hey, Patrick.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Okay, thank you. I put it in. Yeah, I think I was Fred there, and that was really good. He's talking about the three city-states, and people have no idea that the power these people have. They're independent. They are they're accountable to nobody, and they could operate like a little criminal hideout in there. You can't touch them. And that's why one of the reasons they brought those people in there in January 6th. People have no idea who they're dealing with. There was a guy by the name of Ron Klass, a brilliant man. He used to lecture all the time about the Constitution. He went into D.C. toting a gun, trying to show everybody that, you know, according to the Constitution, they can't do this, that, and the other thing. He learned the hard way, and he barely got out of there. in the, because they have their own set of rules. They are completely independent. And, it's a very serious business. They do not play around. And he found that out, but yeah, that just confirms it. But the one thing people don't understand is the Vatican. The Vatican has the realm of the air. The three jurisdictions, the main jurisdictions of the world. You got the air, and you got the sea, and you got the land. And the air is a fictional spirit realm under the auspices of the Pope. And out of that comes all your fictional things, like a legal fiction called a corporation. And, you also have trust accounts. The Jews have wormed their way into the Vatican in a big way. And as a matter of fact, it's like the Pope, which were, some of them were very bad. They were the Antichrist popes. And when Rome fell, he told the Caesar that where you fail, we will prevail. Because if you think about it, they were practicing Roman civil law in their robes, and they were practicing. That's where that tradition of judges wearing these robes, it comes from that. They were practicing this very cruel Roman civil law. And it prevailed, all right, and they took that and run with it. Rothschild brought that in there and started the bar, and they made it global, and they're all under this control in the organization. And, it's a long, dangerous thing, but the Pope is supposed to be the oversight. He's the police. Whatever you create, you're responsible for. And he should be having, and he's not doing it. The only one that did try to shut down some of these corporations was Pope Benedict, and I'm pretty sure they gave him an ultimatum. You know, either you retire on your own, or we will take care of it for you. And so he left, and then
that's a bad situation. Scott, met his fate. You know, eventually they had to silence him with a quote-unquote, a tractor accident, you know, when he was killed.
Yes, right. Yeah, traffic camp was talking way too much. Your contemporary, Chris Hinckley, he's starting to come around a little bit. He's starting to talk about Shem, the word the heck they come with, Semite, it's supposed to be Shem. And bravo to him. We need all hands on deck here. I hope you're well on finding a new neighborhood there. It was like Gun Owners of America. They had one of their top execs was talking about in Illinois. Now in Chicago, you know, if you have a gun charge, you're going to hang. But if you're in a rural area, the gun owners own that turf out there, and the DAs will not touch you because they will lose, and if they can't stand the loss of precedent. So yeah, absolutely, we need to all get in our own little communities and fight it out that way.
Yes, sir.
That's all I got, Chris. I wish you well in that endeavor because you're on the right track. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. I will keep seeking, and I know God has a plan for me, and despite what humanity looks like on its face, if you just watch your stupid television, there are good men and women out there. Good people, God-fearing people, who believe in freedom, believe in God, and understand who the enemy is. And we need to unite, just like our forefathers united. We're going to jump to the next caller. We have David in Massachusetts. Hey, David.
Oh, hello, Chris. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, wonderful. Hey, Chris, just this is, if I may humbly say, this is an very important call, Chris. And I wasn't able to call for a couple of weeks. My, you know, the devil never quits. He disrupted all my communications and everything. But, Chris, last time I talked to you, after my call, Murr called in, who I really like Murr and everything, and she seemed to believe and indicate that when it says that Cain was of the wicked one, that means the same thing as like Judas, that Satan entered into Cain, just like Satan entered into Judas. But that's not the case, Chris. The Bible interprets it.
By your boss or supervisor. Hey, I'm a horse broker. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. And right before the break, we were talking with David. I'll let you get right back into it, David.
Okay, Chris. Yeah, the devil doesn't make things easy, Chris, to disrupt my whole line of reasoning. But let me begin again. you know, like Myrrh, you know, and I'm not speaking ill of Myrrh. I'm just saying that she called in after me that I pointed out Cain was of the wicked one and everything. And she seemed to indicate that she believed that, like, you know, he wasn't the offspring of Satan, that just Satan uh-huh. entered into him the same way that Satan entered into Judas. But that's not the case, Chris. When it says Cain was of the wicked one, if you go to St. Luke and chapter 3, it gives the ancestors of Jesus. And every ancestor of Jesus was of their father. It lists the whole genealogies. And every man, the word of is used. Oh, yes, they were of their father. You can read it in the same way that Cain was of the wicked one. Now, to explicate this a little bit more, Jesus said that Satan was a murderer from the beginning. Well, what does that mean, that Satan was a murderer from the beginning? Well, Satan was a murderer from the beginning because Satan murdered righteous Abel. Satan was incarnated in Cain, and Satan murdered righteous Abel using his incarnated body, Cain, to murder righteous Abel. But Cain was of the wicked one, just like all the genealogies in the Bible uses the word of the, you know, like, which was the son of Matthias, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Melchi, yep. which was the son of Janna, which was the son of Joseph. So, in the case of Cain, the scripture was very clear about Judas, that Judas entered into, that Satan entered into Judas, and the scripture could have just as easily said Satan entered into Cain, but it doesn't say that. Cain was of the wicked one, because the wicked one was his father, and Satan was a murderer from the beginning. Well, Satan didn't Lucifer didn't murder anybody in heaven. What do you mean? Jesus said Satan was a murderer from the beginning. Well, what Jesus meant was Satan was a murderer from the beginning because Satan, as I say, murdered righteous Abel, and he in his incarnated body, came. But this is so important, Chris, because Chris, you are such an important person because most people aren't aware that 90% of what's passing as identity Christianity now is false identity Christianity, counterfeit identity Christianity, because they deny the seed line doctrine. And I don't. Right. Were you able to check out Reverend William Potterdale at all, Chris? That I gave you the name of. He represented Rio, huh?
Uh-huh. No, I did. Yes.
Yeah, he represented real Christian identity. And you know, Chris, as I pointed out to you before, I'm almost 70 years old, but boy, was I steeped in identity Christianity. I knew all the great identity Christianities. I knew Hungarian George Udvary from California. I knew Dan Gaiman in Arkansas and Reverend Gale. Mm-hmm. And But then this counterfeit identity Christianity came along. And I'm not trying to badmouth anybody, but even...
We've got to go to break, David. We've got to go to break. Hang on. We're going to break. We'll be right back after the hour.
Okay.
Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.